3. I awoke the next morning with a bone-melting contentment that follows a night of really good sex, quickly followed by a rush of shame at the realization that the sex had all been inside my own head. I had been sometimes embarrassed by the dreams I'd had as a teenager, but they'd never gone this far. The fairy tale prince had always stayed on the threshold between dark and light. The first time he spoke had been after my parents died. I'd been crying in my new bedroom in my grandmother's apartment, trying to stifle my sobs so she wouldn't hear, when suddenly the room was full of the scent of honeysuckle and ocean, and I'd known he was there.
"Let me tell you a story," he'd said,
and he told me a fairy tale about a brave Scottish girl named Jeanette who saved a prince named Tanlin who'd been kidnapped by the fairy queen. It was one of the stories my parents had told me. I'd fallen asleep, listening to its comforting rhythms, determined to be as brave as Jeanette. From then on, whenever I cried, I'd hear his voice telling that same story. When I was older, I realized that I turned the prince from the story into my storyteller to take the place of my dead parents. It was a harmless fantasy. He'd never come forward or come inside me the way this creature had. I'd never felt sore between my legs. I got up quickly, eager to clear the fuzz from my head and bloodstream. I didn't have time to languish in erotic daydreams. Dean Book would be calling later this morning, and I had to decide what to say to her if she offered me the job. Plus, I wanted to get inside Honeysuckle House before I left. I hadn't spent the whole night wallowing in X-rated fantasies. Sometime in the night, I'd had an idea for an essay on Dahlia Lamott's work, maybe even something longer. I had even scribbled something in my notebook, which I always kept beside my bed. I looked at it now. The threshold I'd scrawled in great loopy script across a blank page, between shadow and moonlight. Now, if I could only remember what that meant. I decided to take a jog to clear my head. One part of my dream that I hadn't imagined was the clearing weather. Crisp, dry, sunlit air poured through the open window where moonlight had spilled last night. When I pulled open the curtains, I was greeted with a fresh-washed blue sky. The hedge across the street sparkled in the sun. There were bright flashes of pink and red amid the branches. Long.